Welcome students, we are going to discuss the first module of chapter 7, new questions and ideas. This module is about the teachings in Buddhism, Jainism and Upanishads. Let us discuss the context in which Buddhism and Jainism developed and flourished in India. Firstly, the Vedic period was full of complex rituals and sacrifices. These rituals and sacrifices were not acceptable for the common people because these were too expensive, elaborate, and tedious. Secondly, there was a rigid caste system prevailing based on four varna in Hinduism. During the later Vedic period, the society was divided into four varnas, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudras. And it was based on one's birth. The Kshatriyas resented the supremacy of Brahmanas. It was at this juncture Buddhism and Jainism started flourishing as they were easy to practice. They were preached in a common language such as Prakrit and Pali instead of Sanskrit. Both the religions did not insist upon caste system. Let us begin with Buddhism. Buddhism was founded by Siddhartha Gautama or Buddha more than 2500 years ago. He was a Kshatriya, belonged to Sakya Gana in Lumbini, in present-day Nepal. At the age of 29, he left his luxurious life in search of knowledge. After 6 years of searching, Gautama found enlightenment or truth about life while meditating under a peepal tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. After that, he was known as Buddha or the Wise One. Buddha gave his first sermon at Sarnath near Varanasi and passed away at Kusinara. Teachings of Buddha. Buddha presented the Four Noble Truths. According to Buddha, life is full of sufferings and unhappiness. This is caused because of cravings and desires. According to Buddha, the thirst or tana is the root cause of all sufferings that cannot be fulfilled. Tana can be removed by following moderation in everything. He also taught people should be kind and respectful to the lives of others, including animals. Buddhists believe in a cycle of death and rebirth. So, the result of karma or actions affects us both in this life and the next. Buddha presented the noble eightfold path. They are right belief, right resolve, right speech, right conduct, right occupation, right effort, right mindfulness, and right meditation. According to Buddhist practice, following the noble eightfold path will ultimately result in being liberated from samsara or the cycle of rebirth and sufferings. Buddha taught in the language of the ordinary people, Prakrit, so everybody could understand his message. He encouraged people to think for themselves rather than to simply accept what he said. So Buddha is also known as the light of Asia. Next, we are going to learn about Jainism. Jainism, one of the three major religions of the ancient India, founded by Vardhamana Mahavira. He was the contemporary of Lord Buddha. He was a Kshatriya prince of Lichchavi dynasty in Bihar. At the age of 30, he left home in search of truth. After 12 years of hard and lonely life, Mahavira attained enlightenment and came to be known as Jina, means conqueror, because he was the conqueror of his inner enemies such as greed, desire, anger, passion, ego, etc. Teachings of Mahavira. Mahavira taught a simple doctrine. According to Mahavira, men and women who wish to know the truth must leave their homes and they must strictly follow ahimsa or non-violence, which means not hurting or killing living beings. He also used Prakrit language to spread his message so ordinary people could understand. Followers of Mahavira, called as Jainas, they led a simple life, begging for food. They had to be absolutely honest and were asked not to steal. They had to observe celibacy or brahmacharya, a state of being unmarried. Men had to give up everything, including clothes. Jainism was mainly supported by traders and very difficult for farmers to follow this religion as they had to kill insects to protect their crops. Finally, we are going to discuss on Upanishads. The Upanishads are a collection of philosophical Hindu scriptures. These were the part of later Vedic texts. Upanishads means approaching and sitting near devotedly. Upanishads contain conversation between guru or teachers and disciple or students. Upanishad thinkers try to find answers to difficult questions. They wanted to know about life after death, and others wanted to know why sacrifices should be performed. They felt that there was something permanent in this universe that would last even after death. They described it as Atman or individual soul and the Brahman or universal soul. They believed that both Atman and Brahman were one. Many of these ideas were recorded in the Upanishads. These ideas were presented through simple dialogues in Sanskrit. Most of the Upanishad thinkers were men, especially Brahmins and Rajas. Gargi was one of the famous women thinkers of the Upanishads. Satyakama Jabala was one of the best thinkers of the time, who was the son of a slave woman. Thank you, students.